What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Make the Day Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Luther, and today is an absolutely gorgeous day here in Dallas, Texas. And before we kick off, like always, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to everybody who has been here for this show, who has supported this show, who has brought their message and spoke it on this show. Guys, we are building a stage for people to make an impact on the world around us, and that's what we are going to do. And the only way we can do that is with your support, by you sharing the show, you getting it into somebody's hands who you think needs to hear it. And guys, I appreciate each and every one of you here along this journey. And today I want to share something with you. Honestly, I found a little bit of crude humor in it. So this morning I was cruising TikTok because I had made a video. And I'm like, this video is going to be it, right? This video is going to... And it was a dumb video. Not really dumb, but it was a step-by-step making cinnamon rolls, right? I made homemade cinnamon rolls last night. And, you know, I grew up in a bakery and all that fun stuff. So why not share that with somebody in the world? So I was scrolling TikTok and I was kind of watching, you know, some traction pull up on this. And I was scrolling and I saw a video where this girl was talking and somebody came in and stitched it and was like... said something that was really like, it was funny. Like any dude would find it funny. But anyway, it got me to thinking a little bit about, other ways to look at what she had said, because what she had said was basically, something is always something, but that something is not always the other something. And as I was thinking about that more, I thought about how, as funny as that was, and the crudeness of it, how appropriate it is to the life that we live. Because as we go through our life, we have a story, we have a history, right? And our future self will always have our past self, but our past self will not always have our future self. And as I thought about that more and more, it just became more apparent to me how much our past journey, our past experiences, our past life has impacted us to get to where we are today, where you're standing right now, the journey that you're on right now, the place that I'm at right now. If it wasn't for my past life, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. I wouldn't be here sharing a message of impact and hope with you guys. I would be doing something else. I don't know. I wouldn't be here in Dallas. I might still be stuck in Ohio. You know, that small town boy that never got away from home. I don't know. And I will never know. But our future self is built from those experiences that we've had in our past life. Whereas our past is already written. That's already a done deal. It had no clue what the future would hold. And all too often, we get caught up on that past and we stay stuck in that past, and the past cannot show what our future self holds, right? We have to look to the future self. We have to start looking 6 months, a year, 5 years, 10 years down the road to start seeing where we are going and start making that change to go that direction and be where we want to be who we're called to be. But if we're stuck in our past self and we're not living to our potential, it's just going to hold you back from being all that you are called to be. So as we put a wrap on this week, tomorrow's Friday, and you know the rules. Couple hours, Saturday and Sunday. It's all it takes to get one step ahead. But tomorrow is Friday. A lot of people are going to wrap up their work week. Heck, you listening might even be wrapping up the work week tomorrow. I don't know. But I do know that if you put in that little bit of extra effort, take one more step, take one more action, do that one thing, that your past self wouldn't do, you're gonna get ahead. So that's what I leave you with, guys, today. Your future self will always have your past self, but your past self never had your future self. I love you guys. Have an absolutely awesome day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.